If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
R&B money! We up! Tank. Jay Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
Jay Valentine.
This is the R&B Money Podcast. The authority on all things R&B.
All. Inclusive.
R&B is worldwide. Mm-hmm. Ah, that's why este día es muy especial, porque tenemos dos hermanos.
Oh,
man.
His Spanish is better than
muy talentoso. Trabajan con todas las estrellas. Usher. Sí. Janet Jackson. Sí. Billy Ray Cyrus. Sí. Sí. Y están aquí y vamos a hablar de todo. Make some noise for the Adira Brothers.
Yeah!
Yo,
yeah.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, what an introduction.
I need that audio clip after we're done. Exactly. And by the way, your Spanish is better than ours, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, bro. Thank you.
Man.
Thank you all for coming, man. We do this in passing.
Yeah.
But, you know, to actually, you know, get in the space and sit down, man, and have these cool conversations, man.
We absolutely
appreciate y'all coming.
This is beautiful. The vibe, man. This is laid out. I feel like I'm at the crib, man.
Yeah. You mean you're rich. You know what I mean? I had to dress it up like I was kind of rich, too, because I knew rich people was coming. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Thank you, man. We can't thank you enough, man, for giving us your time.
Man, this is beautiful.
And we have so much ground to cover,
man.
Yeah.
With you guys. It's been 30 plus years of success. Shit.
Exactly.
The struggle.
And shit.
And shit.
Tomato cans.
Man, what? Yeah, like where do we start, Valentine? Like where do we go? Like
man, I think we probably start with Pops.
Yeah,
we gotta start with Big Pops.
Yeah. That's where it starts.
Yeah, I mean, man, y'all gotta give us the lay of the land, man, of how this thing works and how, you know, two Latin brothers, get into this R&B thing, and just you know the journey. And the challenges.
Yeah.
Of you know what I mean? Because it's not like y'all were making Spanish music or Latin music or y'all was making R&B music.
That was what was in the house.
Yeah. You know? Start there. Well, yeah. Talk about the house. Give me the house.
You know, Pops was... The interesting with Pops, man, is, you know, he was a musician, played keys, and, you know, he was a mediocre player. But he was the guy that had the equipment. He had the gigs. He had the relationships. So he knew that he can put himself and dress himself up around great musicians because they all needed the gig.
Yeah.
Right? So he was that dude. He was like, I'm going to be in the band. Y'all will be great, but I'm going to have the relationships. I'm going to have the gigs. I'm going to have the work.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. And so we were always around musicians in the crib. And, you know, it was black music 24/7 in our crib. There wasn't anything else. It was Earth, Wind & Fire, Chaka Khan. It was Donnie. It was all of that. So that's what we inherited. You know, that became a part of our DNA. And, you know, as kids, you know, they would rehearse in the garage and our rooms were right next to the garage. And so, like, you know, we trying to go to bed for sleep, man. We can't sleep there and they're jamming. So Pops would have us go in the garage and just naturally he'd go sit by the keyboard player and I'd go sit by the drummer. And that was like, kind of how it got going for us.
Just every night.
Yeah, every night, them rehearsing. My dad would sneak us into their clubs at the gig. And he'd make us get up there and play on their break. Like, get your ass up there and go play. You know, so, you know, he had a vision, man. He saw something that he wanted to instill in us and just push at all costs. You know,
And he was crazy as hell.
And he was crazy as hell. And, you know, he had an extreme tough life. I mean, we talk about this, you know, from time to time, like the deck of cards he was dealt, he did the best he could. It's like he had the right intentions, but just did it the wrong way. But I'm 45 now and I can look back and say, you know what, Pops, however you did it, however you did it, you put music in our DNA. Mm-hmm. And we can't imagine living without music in our lives.
Of course.
You know, so there's something to be said about that type of iron fist. That exist at that time in that era, because now you see like a lack of it, and we nurturing punks now, you know what I'm saying? So there's something to be said about that dynamic, man, and that's I think his hard upbringing is what allowed us to weather the many storms that we were going to get ready to encompass through our journey.
It takes crazy.
You got to be crazy.
It takes crazy.
Yeah.
To make it in this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really does, man. Because there's no real formal anything. And we're grabbing things out of the air
that
we hope that someone else likes.
Yeah. Yeah, straight true.
You know, that's fucking crazy.
Out of air.
Out of the air.
Well, you know, we talk about like, you can't just wake up and say, I'm a doctor.
At all.
You have to have a degree.
Yes.
For some reason in our craft, you could just wake up in the morning and be like, oh, I'm a producer.
I'm a rap.
Right?
Yeah. I'm an artist.
Got this laptop.
I'm starting my record label.
You know, I didn't make the NFL. I'm a sing.
I'm a sing. Yeah. It's like we talk like, you know, no, you're not a producer. You're a reducer. That's what you are.
Shit.
It's like, learn your craft. And the thing is in the game, you know, it's the last thing you did gets you to the, you know, you're only as good as your last hit.
Yeah.
So, but how do you even get there?
Yeah. But like, I think too, like, looking at, you know, my dad's appetite for having this vision that he had with his kids, you know, and pushing Bob to where, you know, Bob's 12 years old and, you know, gets signed to RCA. You know, it's just, that was through my pops just the way he was chiseling that rock. There was no, oh, well, Pops, we just want to go outside and hang with the fellas, play some street football. No. That shit don't mean nothing here. Hmm. You get in there and you practice and you work and you work and you work. And so, you know, that mentality is what has really, throughout the years, kept us locked in and kept our eye on the prize. Mm-hmm. You know, because I just, you know, where were kids at, man? It's like,
where were you?
We were in Rialto, like location?
Yeah.
We were in Rialto, yeah. California.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So.
It's like, because I'm just like listening to the parallel between y'all this guy.
No. Yeah, just, like, Bobby Senior was Ron Newsom.
Yeah, right.
That's right. Like, our pops were the same crazy. Just
one was Spanish and one was black.
Same mentality.
But had that drive and that hunger and that obsession.
Yeah.
It's like that, you know, it just drove greatness. And it's like, my dad had such an appetite to be that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, I'm gonna make them do it. Yeah. And I'm gonna live through them.
Live through it. Yeah.
And that's you know, that's that generation's mentality. Like at all costs.
Yeah. If it don't happen for me, it's gonna put these babies.
Yeah.
You damn sure.
And nothing else matters. You know, and that was the thing I think too with him, because my pops, he didn't get to have a childhood. You know, so
same thing, yeah.
Here
yeah.
we are trying to help him understand how much we would just want to be kids too sometimes. And he was like, nah.
What the fuck is a kid? Y'all grown.
Yeah, throw that shit in the closet. Right, throw that shit in the closet, you know.
Yeah, but, he was relentless.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, nothing was shaking his direction of what he had in mind for his kids, you know.
Yeah, and I think too, one essential component to us was my dad's like best friend. And he came from Andre Crouch and the Disciples. His name was James Felix, and he too was Mexican, and he was from our area.
Man, the illest Mexican was so you'll ever hear.
Crazy.
I can believe it.
You'll ever hear it.
His voice.
And he was a bass player for the Disciples.
Damn near Donnie. Like,
wow.
Like that heart.
Yeah.
That vibrato, all of that.
Yeah.
That just, that gear. And so, like, they were listening to Steely Dan.
Toto.
Toto, bunch of Fusion, Weather Report. So we were growing up to like, This Is Another Day, Well Done, We Expect You. So all of that music naturally just came to us in our spirit. So anything we touch, it just was embedded in us.
Yeah.
So, you know, with my pops and having that guy, that really got me to want to explore singing, writing, and producing. And for some reason, I just connected with technology. So I was like running SB1200.
We got videos of Bobby when he was like 5 and he's literally playing like Chick Corea. That's how intense it was in our household with just being around great musicians.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, that's what we got to absorb. You know, when you're little, man, you absorb things like this. And
of course, that's the best time.
For some strange reason, you master things really quick.
Because you don't have nothing else to worry about. You ain't got no bills.
And you don't have any rules.
That's it. There's no bills.
You don't have any restrictions or any walls.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just infinite.
It's like you're an open hard drive at that time. And you're just, information is coming in. And you're, I mean, Bob was like a, you know, he was a genius. You know, he was doing beta testing videos. And then, you know, I mean, got his deal, you know, at 12.
So how do you get there?
The deal,
right? Like, I get, you know, from the family band, your father being in the industry, and you guys being around all these musicians. But how do you get to the point where it's like, okay, we've identified that we're going after a deal for Bobby?
Yeah.
Because that's literally what happened.
Yeah. I mean, my dad partnered up with a guy that he knew through my uncle. And this dude was like synonymous with like writing We Wear Short Shorts. Mm. So my dad did a whole thing you know, and he was like, oh, we're gonna get him in a better studio. We're going to do X, Y, and Z. So at the time, he knew Jerome Gasper, who was running A&M Records. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Jerome didn't know if he was going to be there or not, but he said, look, I'll give you guys a time in Studio A, and you guys, you know,
at A&M,
come up with a demo. So we did, and he ended up leaving, and they brought in John McClain. Mm-hmm. So A&M was not an option. So I had this demo, and it got in the hands of Skip Miller, RCA Records, who ran
all these legendary names,
the Urban Department.
Yeah, the Urban Department.
Yeah. And then Zach Voss, who ran Motown. So, man, I'm like, first of all, I didn't even know what I was doing singing in the studio, but I, you know, we in the IE, we had a lot of talent. So a lot of the guys that played for like George Benson, Bootsy, there was a guy named Trey Stone who was like,
they were all from the IE.
They were all from the IE, IE,
bro. Yep. Inland Empire.
Inland Empire. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go.
Kenny Loggins.
Yeah. Sammy Hagar.
Why did he just bang Kenny Loggins?
Kenny Loggins.
This is it.
Real cats. Real cats.
So, you know, there was like, there was all of these guys around. And so how did I get here? Like Motown and this and that. I was like,
yeah.
I was about the music. I was like, okay, where's Plan. When's the next Insonic coming out? Or when's I was just Insonic. Really into that,
yeah.
The wow, technology man. Part of it. So next thing you know, man, I'll never forget it. I went to school and they said, you know, you're going to be with RCA Records. I went to school. My best friend asked me to walk home with him with this girl, which I never do. So I'm walking with him, and this dude who broke out of prison, I found out later, goes and jams my boy up, hits me with a pistol, and he broke out of prison to see this girl who was this girl.
Oh, he was a young boy like y'all though.
Yeah. And I'm like,
he was just on a different type of time.
On a whole other plateau. So I'm thinking, he's got a gun. I'm never gonna make it with my dad and my mom to this, like to get introduced to RCA Records. I'll never forget it. I don't know how I got away. I don't even remember running. It was such a daze to me. And that night, we end up driving to the Hilton to go meet all the executives. And I see Kumo D. And I was like, wow, that's Wild Wild West, Kumo D. That's how you like me now, yeah, Kumo
right,
D.
Right, right.
That's Teddy Riley.
Yeah.
And I was like a massive Teddy fan. So I was like, it just became fun from that day on. Then we went to New York. It just was like, it didn't feel like anything other than just, I'm in music. I'm doing what I love and they're making it work for me.
Yeah.
And it was crazy. That was like.
That was the real like, okay, here comes this journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wheels up. And
It started there.
Started there and then, you know, landed a tour with New Kids on the Block.
So you got records out.
Yeah.
You got singles out.
Yeah,
singles out.
Yep. You cooking?
I was cooking. We was cooking with some gas. Yeah.
And you going on the road with New Kids on the Block.
Biggest group at the time. You know, Jesus I'm over here working out the dance routines. I'm working with all the cats in the streets. Like, let's get this show right.
Yeah.
Because that's the beautiful
let's get
thing.
This show right.
Yeah. My dad. See that? But that was the pedigree of our dad. He was like, you got to know how to talk in interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get on that stage, you got to light them up.
Yeah.
So all of that was just being dumped into us. So you know. We had, you know, Public Enemy in the streets at the time. We had Special Ed, all the shit that was really popping. And it was like, okay, how do we infuse this? We got to put a show together. We rehearsing in the backyard. Like, same, you know, all that classic, just bringing it together and refining it, man. So by the time we got on the New Kids Block, the stage at New Kids Tour, we was whipping ass.
I got a question, though, because I know what I got. From your record deal, what did you get? As far as like you personally.
Yeah.
Now what Big Bobby got.
You said it right. Well, when I was 18, I had a CD account.
No, let's go back to 12.
No.
Okay.
But now it was only 9,000.
Oh,
so
shit.
Yeah. What I got was keep doing what you're doing, and you better do it right.
But you know, that's a good question though. So let's lift up the hood on that. All right,
So come on.
There, you know, when you got a parent who's also managing, there's also a fine line between that as a parent and a manager, and nobody nobody teaches the game of how you're supposed to construct that.
Yeah, cool.
So. So you just think, well, we're family. Okay, you're growing up. I'm taking care of you. It all just comes in. And I'm going to go get this new Beamer. Oh, you need some Nikes? All right, well, let's just go get you some.
Right. Yeah.
It's how
Beamer
do you manage
and
it?
Nikes.
Right?
Yeah.
And Pops went and got himself a Beamer. Like, let's be,
and
you know.
And you got some Air Force Ones.
Somehow it don't seem.
Some Cortez.
The Nike gave to me for free because I had a record out.
But check this out. And then the parents' rebuttal is, But we went on vacations. We did nice things. It's like, okay, but yeah, like, yo, I should be building up some kind of reservoir tank over here with just some bread in there. So when I get to 18, I can go get it.
I think more than anything, like, because I love gear, right? Mm-hmm. So my, if anything, he wanted a studio. So we got a console. You know, I was able to just be in the lab now. So he facilitated all of that. So my thing was like, I don't pay no bills. They're not on my dime. I don't even know what they are. I got clothes. I got food.
And now I'm in studio.
I'm just working. Yeah. And I'm working like nonstop. Like day in, day out. I'm probably spending like 15 to 17 hours a day.
Wow.
And then waking up thinking about it.
Yeah,
you getting busy. And it's just right over here in the garage.
Are you not in school anymore at this point?
No, yeah, I'm homeschooled.
We're both homeschooled. Yeah.
Both homeschooled.
That's great.
And my pops was crazy, man. I mean, it was toxic in the house.
And you know what's crazy? It was crazy as crazy as he was. I mean, my pops used to knock dudes out. My dad is only 5'6", bro.
Oh, I can see that.
5'6".
I understand the language.
But,
but when we were little, he was like...
He was a giant.
Hey, listen.
That energy.
Anything under 5'9", got a different type
explosive.
Right.
It's got a different type of survival in their minds.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, you get a little, start getting over 5'9", you start chilling a little bit. Like, okay.
Your size matters a little bit.
Under 5'9"?
No.
Leave them niggas alone, man.
They've already calculated their disadvantage.
They walk around with, I'm sick of this shit.
They're going for the kill.
I wish he would.
They're going for the kill early.
Oh, what? You ain't going to say no to me.
Dangerous.
You can't teach size, right? Yeah. So the size is like, It's all in here.
Yeah.
Like,
it's all hard.
And that was his vibe. Like,
and he figured out a way how to create his concoction and pour all of that into us, you know?
So you go on tour with New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
Cheeks everywhere, guys. Cheeks everywhere.
All of them. All of them.
All different. Many shades.
Young men.
Honestly, my baby and my titties lied in the MPC and the SP 1200. I was so there. Like, I didn't see anything else.
I couldn't see
anything else.
But baby, bro.
Oh man,
he had the kid first. He had his kid first.
He had the kid first.
He had to have it.
I was going to be talking to prostitutes on Broadway in New York.
Like,
and they would laugh at him.
I was like, but yeah, she said,
what you
come
need.
Come here, son.
Yeah.
What you need.
But you know, one of the gems that my dad would always throw at us was, if you're ever going to be distracted, it's going to be through a woman.
Oh, for sure.
Stay focused.
Yeah.
So
the empire's gone.
The empires are either built or destroyed.
Yeah. So, in a sense, that really kept us from going astray and wilding out.
Yeah.
You know, we just heads down, man, you know, in the studio.
Except when you was talking to the prostitute.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I was curious.
I was curious.
You know where the game comes from.
We signed so many titties on tour when we were kids.
How many cities did y'all do on New Kids?
Oh, man, you know what?
We ran through the states.
Every major city
back then, in
the United States.
It was different.
Yeah. Like, you know, cities. Record reps would have me performing in nightclubs.
Yep, nightclubs.
And I'm like, now I think about it because, you know, my son's 13. They're trying to get some ass.
And this little 12-year-old
comes up playing a keyboard that
Who
they set up.
Who let this kid in here, like, man? Shit.
Oh, that's cute. And that's how they built. Oh, he's brewing in Philly, but he's brewing in Houston. And they go to the record stores. You know, they're buying everything. Like, there's some sales there.
Yeah.
I'll never forget being in the hood and Nike drops off boxes for us. And we were the only ones that had like the Nike sweatsuits and we had J's. We had the ones, the twos. As a kid, bro, you're saying, oh, you know,
yeah,
they deliver this to, like, you know, you start experiencing the perks.
New York Seltzer, as you say that, like, New York Seltzer was one of my favorite drinks, man.
Cases show up,
like crates of that stuff. Oh, BK is coming out again.
Yep, BK would send us stuff.
British Knights,
British Knights.
Wow,
yeah.
I love British Knights.
That's it was crazy. Like, hey,
we
made it,
right?
We made it.
Yeah. So, what were the challenges though? It's being young. Latin. I think, urban department.
Yeah, I
think for Bobby at that time, it was always a challenge of how do we market this kid, right? Who's Mexican, who's doing black music, what is he, where does he go, where do we put him in, what's familiar? So, you know, it was always a challenge, you know, just not knowing where to place that type of talent.
Because even though, you know, like you say, you know, y'all rooted in R&B, but they put y'all out with New Kids on the Block. Mm-hmm, so they're already trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
It's not like we figured out a way to throw him, you know, get him on a New Edition tour.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, they were trying to figure out that hybrid because they always knew like the Latin space was going to be huge. That it was untapped. Right. And RCA, which I just found out, I forgot, they had Menudo.
I was about to say, you just going to diss Menudo? You going to act like they don't exist? Don't be acting like Menudo didn't exist, bro.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. They laid some groundwork.
They laid groundwork. But, even them...
They hadn't broken into America
and that was a challenge because they had laid the groundwork. It was like, well, is he comparable to that? Do we fit him in a little bit in a box? Right, you got to look at Bob's first album cover in the back. He's literally 10 keyboards around him. I mean, he was playing everything. How do we tell that story? He was Chucky Booker.
Oh, man. Chucky Booker.
You were talented.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Chucky's like, man, we always have a bromance. Father. I love that dude.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, that like those cats. So my grease came from a different space. So anytime it got pop or corny, I mean, it was like, that ain't me. I'm listening to Bomb Squad, Keith and Hank, Shock Lee, and Premier and PQ Harris. I'm listening to like
you was in it.
That. Yeah. So when I used to, and mind you, RCA had their subsidiary or partner was Jive. So I had KRS-One, BDP, Miss Melody, Dr. Ice.
Tribe Called Quest.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, Teddy was like, you know.
Teddy.
And that was, Big Daddy Kane, Colt Chillin', Marley Marr. Like that was my information on top of, you know, Prince and, you know, the time and all of that. So I had this hybrid. And anytime it got like, well, let's just do this song in Spanish. I don't speak Spanish. So it's like, well, let's try to do something. And at that time, I would see how they were trying to take like Selena, put her in the pop world and try to force that. And it's like, the one thing about the black world is like, if you aren't genuine and it ain't real or authentic.
Yeah, you're not rolling.
Hey.
Tomato cans.
Yeah, we're not rolling.
Yeah, get on the other side.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million-dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Forget those Sunday night blues for a second with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
We were at Mastering with Brian, the bass, Brian Gardner, mm-hmm. at Bernie Grumman's. And, you know, he's doing his thing, and he gets a phone call, and it's Terry Lewis. And Terry's checking on a project.
And how old are you at this point?
I'm 14.
Yeah, okay.
14 years old. And so Terry's asking Brian, blah, 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 when's it going to be done? Then he hears it. He's like, who's that? And Brian's like, oh, this young kid, you know, mastered his other album back with RCA, but he's putting out something independent. And he said he doesn't have a deal. He was like, no. Well, let me find out. So he, hey, guys, is this independent or is there a record company? Because I don't see a record company on the call sheet. He's like, no, it's independent. I was like, why? Well, because Terry Lewis is on the phone and he likes what he hears. So I was like, Terry Lewis.
Lifetime.
Like, yeah. It's like Mortimer, Randolph, yeah. Sell.
We're back.
Sell.
Turn those machines on.
Yeah. And man, next thing you know, I'm in Minneapolis 3 weeks later.
New journey.
And that was where, you know, perspective was birthed. Yeah.
Wait.
So over the phone, bro.
It starts with you.
Mm-hmm.
14 years old.
Starts with me at 14 signing me as an artist.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
then they signed me as an artist.
Yep. Then they signed
me. Because I was on my rhyming shit. So Bobby was doing the production. I was on my rhyming shit.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob gave my demo to Jam. And Jam has this term, they call it drive off the road music. So he heard my stuff, called and was like, yo, this is drive off the road music.
Terry, get his brother too.
Get his brother too.
Yeah.
So now I'm out there and it's, you know, new journey, man. Whole new.
And how old are you at this time?
I'm
he's 12 going on 13 because I'm turning 15.
This is crazy.
And so this is
bring the young fella. Yeah.
Come on. But you know, this was a crazy thing. So, you know, I fly out there to go start working on my solo record. And you know, you get the tour, it's like Sounds of Blackness is rehearsing in the back. Mint Condition's coming in and out, just kind of checking on things. Steve Hodge, who makes all of Jimmy and Terry stuff, just agreed to move out to Minneapolis to just mix in-house. So I'm like,
it's a fact.
Yo, this is everybody that
like, fierce.
Yeah.
That I love. Yeah. And you know, Johnny Gill's on his way up, and I'm like, wow, okay. I had no fear, but it was like, you know, you think you're ready sometimes, you know, like, oh, I got it, I got it. And a lot of times you aren't. And I think just the pressure that my pops always put on me, I just didn't have no fear. And it's like, cool, it's prime time. You gotta and, show up, fold or focus.
And it was a different creative machine at Fly Time. It was, there was no looping or anything. I mean, you came in there, they said, the way we make records, you play from top to bottom.
You play from top to bottom.
You play from top to bottom.
And not only sing, but you play.
You play from top to bottom. And Terry had this, he had this thing where it's like no song should sound the same way it ends. So his thing was always dynamics.
Ooh.
Yeah. And, you know, and a lot of people don't realize, like, when you listen to the Jam and Lewis records, when you hear those turnarounds on the drums and stuff, that's all Jam doing it live. You know, all that stuff, man, it's like top to bottom.
Yeah, that was
a
school.
You do your passive keys, top to bottom. You do your passive bass, top to bottom. You do your turnaround drum fills.
Yeah, it was all top to bottom. And the thing that they loved was I was self-contained. So they were like, stick Bobby in Studio C. And I cooked. And everything I would cook, it was like, okay. Terry would come in, he'd write. And, you know, I was getting coached vocally from, you know, the guy. And
Terry would spend like 2 hours on one line. That's how.
Yeah, he was relentless. You know, you do like a master's and a slave reel, and you had 24 tracks to just do all these vocals and keep four and comp. So after that, it was like, T was like, hey, we got a remix for Mo' Money soundtrack. You want to do it? I was like, yeah, cool. Yeah. And it was just, we were spitting it out on top of working the record. So when I started doing that, I was like, T, my brother, we got some crazy joints on him. So I gave it to Jam, and, you know, that happened. So everything started progressing at that time.
Quick, too.
Very fast.
So is your dad with y'all?
My dad's with me. And, you know, Terry, for me, was incredible because I started living with Terry. And he saw the friction. And Terry knew crazy and he knew karate. Like, he knew how that shit worked. Yeah. And he was like, Pops, man, go cool out, go see a movie. I got this. All right, and what are you going to tell Terry?
And you know, and you know,
that was the thing, right? What are you going to tell him?
He became the buffer.
He was a buffer. He buffered.
Yeah. But he also understood my dad's component, and he respected it. Like, and Terry would always say, like, you know, I'll always respect your dad because I get it, you know. But, you know, and I think when I got signed, my joint ended up coming out before Bob's. And, you know, now I'm running at the Gavin convention, all that stuff. When that was around in the Bay, you know, we put out the record. Next thing I know, Pete Rock's doing a remix. So it was like,
that's crazy.
On and cracking.
Yeah, it was. I think that's what made the relationship, you know, incredible with Terry. Because, you know, I say this for anybody. Like, I want you to know my truth. My shit was nasty. You know, my first picture was I had a cast on with Janet Jackson and Jamet Lewis. My dad was crazy, right? So when I'm in the studio and I can't really write like I want to write, that birthed Big Jim Wright. Because I couldn't do everything I wanted to do until my hand healed because of Pops. So that birthed Big Jim as a songwriter producer, which ultimately went to I Get So Lonely, Yolanda Adams Opened My Heart. So that opened up a door for him in the camp. So that's how crazy it was. And having Terry in our lives was like, that's how, you know, important it was.
Because y'all was already part of the writing and producing team.
No, I was I was signed as an artist.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then my joint started taking off. And then out of nowhere, man, it came crumbling down because of my pops. You know, my pops was yelling at people at Perspective, and they just saw it as, you know, it was just a hindrance to moving things forward. And he's working on his album there.
Right.
And so it just...
One of my guys always tells me, my brother Problem always tells me, he says, sometimes the juice is not worth the squeeze.
Man.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And honestly, man, that's a great way to put it, because that's exactly how it felt to me when it just came to a halt. I just said, okay, let me take my ass to high school. Let me be around some folks.
You still that young.
So I went to 10th grade is when I went back to school.
In Minneapolis?
Back here in Cali.
You came back?
Yeah.
No,
stopped, I was...
You got to go home.
Once it stopped, I was cool, man. And even at that time, I started to look at things with a different perspective when it came to music in our family. I said, okay, we're paying the cost now to love this thing called music because it's taking a toll on the family. Mm-hmm. And I had no appetite for it, man. I went back to school. Bob stayed in Minneapolis. And Bob was faced with an ultimatum. Hey, Bob, it's either you're going to stay here on perspective or you're going to run with your pops. That's how much chaos
it was
coming.
It was crazy. I mean, when Norman Winters, who like synonymous as a publicist for Off the Wall mm-hmm. and Elton John and all
every
of these.
Every name you name and I know.
You were in it too.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, they had to fly me out by myself. And so I'll never forget it. I was in the car with Terry and we're driving to the studio and he was like, hey, Bob, I know this is tough and I know it's crazy, but can't deal with pops right now. And you're going to have to figure out what you want to do. And he said, artists come and go and they have their time. But the ability you have is like me and Jam. And it's even better because it's all you. You can have a career as a songwriter and a producer and a musician and write for others. And I knew what he was telling me. When I go back home, it's a no win for me. Because if I stay, it's got to be without him.
Mm.
And if I don't, it's with him still. And it's like, it's tough, right? It was really tough. So, you know, I made the decision. I was like, at this time, 16 going on 17.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and like Terry said, you got to live there, boy. You got to live there. So you have to be happy too in whatever way that means to you. So I was like, well, I'm off of perspective then.
Came home.
Shit.
Yep. So
done.
And back to square one, fellas.
Yeah, that mountain I just got done climbing.
Back to square one.
Right back up again.
Back to square one, man.
Fuck.
Yeah. This was crazy, man.
And do you go back to school? You go do the same thing too?
He stayed on, it was independent studies. He graduated. But stayed back in the garage cooking.
Cooking, man. I mean,
I'm at high school and, you know, I'm getting ready to finish high school. Man, I go get me a job. I work at Best Buy.
Discount TV.
Did you get a couple of electronics?
What was it? EPPI? Was it
EPPI? PPI, yeah.
It was a warranty. Discount.
See, we sold the hell out of warranties.
You know that's so too. You know.
So, and that's the thing, because we're talking all walks of life what we've experienced. Yeah. You know, it was,
hell
you know,
yeah.
The road, of like, poke your chest out, that's only been alive for us for like 15 years, but the journey's been 30 years, right?
Yeah. So, and I think too, just the being in the game, because we even did talk about, like, while I was cooking for him, I was cooking for, he started with me, Skilo.
Mm-hmm.
I wish it was a little bit taller. I produced him like back when I was 14.
Pops managed him.
My dad managed him.
Yeah.
There was a girl, Dominique. So I was like the guy.
Yeah.
Like, I was like Teddy
in
Harlem.
He was Chef Boyardee.
I was like cooking for everybody. So I had this, like, all of this in me, and I'm going from deal to deal, and it's like you're getting tossed around everywhere. And the older I got, you know, I was a guy that always liked information. I loved to learn.
Yeah.
So I would talk to executives. I would talk to guys around me who've been in the game, you know, trying to figure out business plans because, man, I think I might need to do something by myself. And, you know, my dad was relentless. And so he was like, we got to do another record. Cause when you're the window moves, if you're not in it,
mm-hmm.
you got to hurry up because they forget who you are. So we put a record out. I did a remake of Al Green's Let's Stay Together. And we put it out independently and we got a lot of love. Baker Boys at the time were hot in Power 106. Yeah, and those were our guys.
Mm-hmm.
So they got that record to number one. So I'm back. I'm not in the chitlin circuit or the burrito circuit. I'm like prime time now. So I'm doing
either the chitlin circuit or the burrito circuit.
Yeah, I love it.
Right? Just I'm opening up for the same guys, you know, the Tonys and everybody, you know. And at one point, man, it was like, I can't do this. Like, I'm not loving it, but I still love it. Like, I gotta be alone.
Yeah.
And we had somebody in the family that was like, man, you gotta get out of here. You got to get out of your house. You got to, there's God got something for you different. And man, God put some great people around me. I ended up living with a friend of ours who was actually kind of working with us at the time in music with my dad. And that same guy, Norman Winters, called him. And I said, hey, man, I would love to talk to you. Come to the office. And it just, because I had nothing at that point. I was, I had $9,000.
Yeah.
And I'm 18. And I left the house with no bitter heart, but just the one thing that I loved the most more than myself was music. So I got to keep going for it. Not to be popular, just to have a career and do what I love to do. Yeah. So I had the mindset of like, well, go get the information. And Norman Winters showed me a whole nother life of marketing, showed me a whole nother life of branding. And I was like, this is why these record companies didn't get it. And he told me, I couldn't work with your manager and your father. And that's what prohibited me to continue. He said, you have that thing. And I know you have that thing because I found Elton John and they took Elton John from me. And I'm going to help you. So, man, I'm in this different world now at this point. And I'm trying to rebuild. I'm learning corporation talk. I'm learning how to get structure and all of these
business
things.
Business plans,
how to put business plans together. Trying to learn every facet of the game the way that I have been learning it as a musician.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to understand what the business is like.
Because
the easiest part, we always say, is right, making the music. It's the easiest part. Mm. It's when you have to hand that craft or that baby over. It's like,
sure. Yeah, where does it go from there?
Like,
yeah.
Everybody goes, oh, well, I got a hit. No, you don't.
Yeah.
They're going to tell you what you really have.
Right.
Yeah. You know? So I went on that journey and it was tough, man. I was alone. And
Then I finally left the crib.
Yeah, he left the crib.
So I'm like, all right, bro, let's go. You know, let's
start it up again. So then at that point it became, I'm not going to be an artist. I'm going to be that guy that Terry Lewis told me in that truck.
So let me ask you a question. As you're deciding to leave the house in both situations, is that a conversation with your father? Like,
no, they're actually through fallouts.
Yeah.
Like we were actually, I remember it clear as day. The day he left, we literally got done. We were doing grad night at Disneyland. We were the band for grad night.
Oh, wow. Okay.
DW3.
We started. So I'm literally leaving high school, like my dad's school, go do the gig, get home at like 5 a.m., go back to school the next day. Like that's the grind it was. And so I think it was on our last gig at Disneyland, we were in the car with my pops. Pops driving us home. And Bobby was like, I'm done. I'm leaving. And man, that was the longest ride home.
No, it's not too far. At 5 o'clock, you could get there back home. Yeah. It's like 30 minutes. But yeah,
and it was like
time stopped.
Man, how could you betray me? All this, I put years. I mean, it was that classic, oh shit, the lid just blew off, right?
Yeah. How could you do this to me after all we've been through? Like, easy, I'm out.
And that was the start of his exit. And mine came shortly after. I would come home and I just hear my dad cursing my brother like, your brother's never. And one day I just couldn't take it. And when I was like, man, how long are you going to talk about your son that way? Like, get over it, man. Move on.
Mm.
And I couldn't take it no more. And I had my blowout with him. And I was like, bro, come pick me up. I'm out.
Wow.
And, you know, just couldn't take it anymore, man. You know, it became poison. It became, my dad was bitter. My dad was, you know, telling people that, you know, oh yeah, he left me with nothing. And, you know, just the classic story. You know, and I'll never forget being on the phone with my pops at some point after that and him telling me, you know, yeah, whatever you and your brother think you're going to do, you're going to fail without me. Just watch. Just watch. And so, you know, that became, you know, fuel, you know, and what's crazy, because we haven't said yet, but we're so close with our mom. Our mom is like our rock to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
the glue.
Because of the turmoil with my pops, I remember not even coming around for at least a year or two because of my dad. And so for us to not see our mom, like, was crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, it was, the air was thick for, I want to say, at least 4 to 5 years
mm-hmm.
where we just couldn't do it. you know, I couldn't do it. Couldn't be around him. Didn't want to see him. Didn't want to hear from him. And, you know, it's like, well, you know, we can't use that as an excuse. We got to get out here and get in the trenches and go get it. And, you know, I graduated. Once I graduated, I was doing these side gigs with an engineer we had met during some of my sessions. And his name was D-Style. And D-Style was working with a new artist at the time who was Macy Gray. And he would bring me in. He would bring me in to do drums. You know, so I have my little, this kit that I still have. Had it since I was 5 years old, but it had a spirit on it, right? It was all beat up, raggedy.
Yeah.
I used to take it apart. I used to try to get it to sound like James Brown's drummer. And it just had a spirit. So D loved the way it sounded, and he loved that I played hip-hop grooves. So he'd bring me in, and I'd start doing these sessions for Macy. And one thing led to another. She was like, you need to come out on the road with me. And I was like, shit, I'm broke. Let's go. We had just got our apartment, so I was like, bro.
Are y'all still in the IE or do y'all?
We're still in the IE. And I was like, yeah, because the premise of being in the IE was I'm never going to lose myself in LA.
Yeah.
Because it's too crazy, right? Yeah. And you know, Prince thought the same way about Minneapolis. Why live in Minneapolis? And he would say, to keep all the bad people away. You know, and that was the concept, to just protect who you are.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's home front. You know, that's,
mm-hmm. you know,
that's
backyard. On all fronts. So we did everything in the IE. We built studios out there. Our new partners would come from the IE.
I graduated from IE. Shout out to Ike. You know,
I think it was like, let's protect this here, and then we'll go out to the world.
Yeah. So y'all doing all this from the Inland Empire.
All of it, bro.
And
yep.
Are you? At this point, just completely focusing on writing and producing.
We're focusing on, we're focusing on it all.
Oh yeah, where can we get a check?
Where can we get a check? Partnerships, opportunities, music, songs, publishing. Okay.
So Iz had went out with Macy Gray. At that time, I was still on my, you know, we had met Ice-T through a friend of ours. And so I ended up doing records for for him. Spice One, the Loonies.
Yeah.
You know, you had the Alcoholics, J Ro.
At this point, what are y'all charging a track?
Man, whatever we can get.
You know, we're like $2,500. Yeah. Man, $5,000,
But you say it almost like
asking.
Maybe you'll give it to
me.
Yeah. How much y'all want for
track? Exactly. Man,
$3,000?
Yeah. Exactly. And you know, we hear the deals like, oh man, we got $200 for this. I'd be like,
crazy.
Damn. Yeah. Like, really?
Right.
Like, because now, you know, I'm understanding bills are always on time.
Always.
The gas man's never late.
And now there is bills.
Yeah.
So Iz gets a gig and it's like, hey, bro, go do your thing. I'm learning.
And this is the first time we're about to be apart.
Apart,
like that.
So you're 18, about to go play drums
around the world.
Around the world, because Macy Gray is a global.
A world,
she's world.
And for me, it was like my first tour as a drummer.
Yeah.
You know, having a tech, you know, because she had all the white folks, so shit was right.
Different.
She
was different. Laid out, right? Yeah. So you had a guy coming up to you, sir,
how do you want your stuff?
Right.
Your bass mic.
I'm your tech.
I'll call Zildjian for you. We'll get you some.
I'll let you know when it's all together to come out.
Yeah, and here's what's crazy.
Exactly.
And what's crazy about that, for some strange reason, prior to that opportunity, I had just got cases for all my, I had a red Yamaha kit, so I had just got cases.
Mm-hmm.
And so my thing was like, okay, you know, if I get some drum work, studio work, like that's bread for us. You know, we just, you know, we're piecemealing things, right? So, you know, I got that opportunity, and that really, being around the road, you know, I had an MPC 3000 with me.
As you should.
And so I started this regiment. Every city I went to, I'd go to the local record store and I'd bring back vinyl.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream.
Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Forget those Sunday night blues for a second with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Yeah, you ain't got a champ.
You're right.
Yeah. Do your thing.
Look at him.
Warm it up.
Top five. Your top five. Top five. Your top five R&B singers.
What else they got?
R&B songs. Brothers, your beloved brothers. Your problem is I wanna know who's your yes. Yeah! Who's your top five?
Oh, yes.
Your top
okay.
Five.
He got sexy at the end.
Yes.
Yeah! Yes. Give it up! Give it up!
Yes. Yeah. That's easy for us, man.
So let's see. Let me see. Are you guys gonna
split them?
Break in and go split it?
Because we're like minded, man. You know, we and read the same thing.
Here we go.
I'm gonna
your
say
top five.
Off top five.
Marvin
R&B
and Stevie
singers.
He right said now. Marvin and Stevie.
He said, you kicked it off.
Marvin
yeah,
and Stevie.
I'm kicking it off.
Okay.
Marvin and Stevie has
Jesus
job.
Christ. Aggressive.
Got to go with Donny Hathaway and Felipe Wynn.
Ooh. Y'all, now y'all got to split one.
Now, yeah. What's the Siamese?
Yeah, what's the, yeah.
Bobby Caldwell.
Ah. Amazing.
What a voice.
Amazing. How long?
Voice. Mm-hmm.
What a voice.
How long have
timeless voice.
And just how he moved with the chorus.
Oh, like, man.
You know, What You Won't Do for Love was written for Earth, Wind, and Fire.
No.
And they turned it down.
I hear
so
it.
So when
though.
You hear the.
Whoa.
You
hear right?
That, I hear it.
You're, immediately, right?
And what you're hearing is the actual. That's the demo.
It's the demo.
Whoa, it just gave me chills. Them singing. Them man. Singing What You Won't Do for Love?
Mm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. We don't hear them all. That's another thing we got to talk about at some point. We don't hear them all.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Top five R&B songs.
Send One Your Love.
Hmm?
Send One Your Love.
Mm-hmm.
When Doves Cry.
Hmm. Man, he's shooting.
He can't. He loaded too.
The cheat codes in his glasses lens.
y'all was first in tech, so
telling what's going across the screen.
It's R&B song, so I gotta For All We Know, Donny Hathaway.
For All We Know, like,
I love that.
The patience on that record.
Yeah, just to be subtle on it.
Yeah,
just
take your time.
And I'd say the second song. Got ants in my pants and I need to dance. James Brown.
Hmm.
You went to James Brown.
I'll take the fifth one.
Me too.
What's Going On?
Ain't no argument here. Classic song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And here's what's ill. When you get into our cars, that's exactly what we listen to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Day in and day out.
Yeah, it ain't. Yeah, some knee deep.
Knee deep.
Some James Burn Taylor. Some
you got to stay connected to that.
You do.
You got to have it in your
system. That's the best that's information. The source. That's the, yeah.
It's the source.
I went running the other day to Mint Condition, the Mint Factory.
Oh, mm. Man.
I just had to have it. I had to get it in my body.
Man,
for a second.
Mm-hmm. When I hear So Fine,
I was like,
you know what?
What is wrong with you?
Stokely. I flew to Vegas last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was last week. I got Ricky from Mint Condition tagged me on a post. And I forgot to tell y'all this, but when it wasn't on for me, the fellas who really took care of me and were going to make me part of their production company and the artists, it was Mint Condition.
Wow.
And the love that we have for each other, mm-hmm. and that relationship is the crazy bond.
Wow.
And they gave me the strength to keep going. And those brothers right there, not only are they so bad.
Amazing guys, though.
But they're amazing human beings.
Yeah.
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 Yep. As you say that, it's like, man, Stoke and Ricky, Jeff and Larry, man,
study material for me.
Kerry Lewis, oh man,
So Fine,
love it, man.
Study material,
yes.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Making your perfect R&B singer, the one you're gonna sign and sell 100 million records with. Okay, call this the R&B Voltron.
Mm.
We want to know who you're gonna get the vocal from for that artist, the performance style for that artist, the styling for that artist. And the heart of that artist, the passion. Who are you grabbing the vocal from for your artist? You can collaborate. You can talk about it if you need to.
I mean, I would say Bobby. I would say El DeBarge. I would get El DeBarge for just the passion and the nuance.
No, the vocal. We're starting the vocal.
Oh, we're starting the vocal. Okay.
Just the vocal.
Oh, the vocal.
Mm. See, I have to think relevancy too, right? How that vocal fits in relevancy too, because that's part of our pedigree. Mm-hmm. Is cloth, mm-hmm. the DNA of where we're from, but also making sure that we're in the right frequency.
You can tell some people that got hit records.
I mean, listen,
they start thinking of it different.
Frequency.
Now, who's going to sound
formulas,
good?
As we like
on
to call
the radio.
It. Formulas.
Mm.
Vocally.
Marvin Gaye.
I rock with you on that.
Mm.
Mm.
Gotta perform like Michael, though.
Ooh, performance style. So you're gonna give Marvin's voice and then performance style? You're gonna go Michael Jackson?
That would be unreal.
That'd be nasty.
Yeah.
That'd be nasty.
And then what's the next?
Gotta be able to play an instrument.
The styling of the artist.
Ooh, the styling of the artist?
Yeah. That's what it look like. We're gonna drip like.
that's gonna sound a little crazy, but when you put that combination with like a Rick James.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So he's a player.
He's a player. Listen. Cat Daddy. Listen.
When I was a young buck.
All night.
might show up in all leather.
When I came home last night.
Right? Yeah.
You wouldn't even talk to me.
He got gears.
Like
so
he got
yeah,
gears.
Rick is nasty.
We're crafting a superstar, so yeah.
No, you're doing it. A superstar.
Superstar.
People don't give Rick his flowers.
Yeah, Rick was
James, man.
Rick was a powerhouse.
He was. Scary.
Vocally.
Too.
Oh, yeah, man. Vocally's a monster.
Musician.
A musician.
The songwriter.
The drip. The tights.
Yeah.
The ladies.
The boots. Yeah, the ladies.
I know.
And he could write a song.
Oh, and he's gonna write and produce it.
And he was disrespectful.
And he was, he was disruptive on tape. Yeah.
Disrespectful.
Yeah. Disrespectful is the right word.
Habitual line stepper.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. The passion of the artist, the heart of the artist. You kind of alluded to it before, but I don't know if you want to change that.
It's gotta be Prince.
Yeah. All or nothing.
Y'all were just telling stories about that kind of off camera about how competitive.
Oh, yeah.
And how much of a he had to
Fierce.
He was music.
At all costs. It's all costs, man.
I have stuff in the vault that I got from him. Like music that you'll never hear. I got how he did the walk. Like just with Morris playing the drums and him playing the bass, trying to figure out that bass. Like he was it.
Yeah.
And he did everything with the time. It was all him. It was him and Morris. Played
Morris
everything.
On drums.
Wasn't Jimmy, Monty, none of them. It was all Prince.
She's crazy.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Man. Man, y'all. Hey, listen, man.
School, baby. School.
Levels.
Hey, y'all. Y'all sick. y'all are sick, bro. We're not done, though.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but we're going to split these up, too.
Oh, we're going to split these up?
We need two stories.
We need two stories?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
go. I got
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
music.
I love it.
What up, Twinkle Fingers?
I ain't saying no names. Where you were. Who you lived. What you did. Don't say shit.
You didn't hear from me.
I ain't saying no name.
Hallelujah.
Very important segment of the show.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
All right.
And we're gonna split it up. We're gonna have a Bobby version and an Izzy version.
Mm. Yeah.
Because both of y'all have had long journeys and travels in this thing that we call music.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the topic and the segment and the game is I Ain't Saying No Names.
Mm-hmm.
So your story can be funny or fucked up. Right. Or funny and fucked up.
Mine's funny and fucked up.
Perfect.
Yep.
Only rule.
So we're going to go first with Izzy's.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
I ain't saying no name.
You didn't hear from me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I didn't say nothing.
Here's the key to my story. Campbell Soup's good food. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Man, we're in the studio working with an artist, doing a couple records. Hey, man, my friend just came through, man. Is it cool if he comes up? Oh, yeah, bring him up. We're vibing, we're chilling. We got all the gear in the room, so we kind of have it set up like we can jam at any given moment. Me, Bob, Terry, Big Jim. No. They're cool.
Okay,
they're
cool.
They're cool.
Yeah, they're cool. They're safe.
They're safe.
It's easy.
Safe. All right, cool, man. We're 5 minutes. All good. Bring him up. Comes on up. We're like, oh, what's up, man? All right. Hey, man. You know, we're just in here vibing, man. All right, cool, man. Hey, Bob, play something. Hey, Iz, man. Hey, man, come in here and sing something, man. Come sing. My stomach hurts. Your stomach hurts, but you can sing, man. Come on, man. Come vibe with us. Mm-mm. I don't feel good. My tummy. For real, man. Bob, get up. Why are you under there laughing? Get up, man. They over, Bobby and Terry Lewis over there just busting a ball. And we're like, yo, you ain't gonna jump in here and just sing, man. It's all, we're all vibing. It's freehand. My tummy hurts. Hey, man.
If you knew who it was.
If you knew who it was. Remember, the key to my story. Campbell Soup's good food.
So do you think they were scared to sing?
I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was something in his tummy or he just didn't want to sing. But it was weird and soft.
It was weird and soft.
Just and just think how I'm acting it up.
Amen. It's weird and soft.
Listen to me. Stomach hurts.
I'm done with you. We're done with you. That's enough for me, young man.
Yo, but what was even crazier was my brother's literally on the floor under the console dying.
That's great.
And Terry's like, get up, Bob, get up. Stop, Bob, get up.
I can't. I can't.
Tummy hurt.
There's a few reasons why. You know, I'm not even going to entertain this. I'm not going down this road with you.
Because he's got no crazy in him, too.
And trust me, we were hyped. We were like, oh, this boy could blow. Yeah, man, come fight with us. So, yeah, we you know.
I have eight jokes ready right
now. Get out of there.
Let's go. Get out of there. Let's go, Bob. Your turn.
Get out of there.
Okay. It's Bobby's.
Bob. Okay.
I ain't saying no name.
Yeah. This one was very eye-opening. Mm-hmm. So we're in the studio. It's me, Iz. And it's Terry and Jimmy. And it was a very monumental moment because there's a guy who had this record that was amazing. It was killing. And so we found out he was on his way to the studio. So he comes by and Jimmy and Terry take him to the back, one of the back studios that we had. Had a conversation with him. He had a number one record, booming. And one of our favorites, one of a lot of people's favorites. And Jimmy and Terry give him like the that talk.
They saw him.
They tell you what to do, what not to do. And they have that conversation. They come out of the room. He says his goodbyes. And they said, I don't think we're ever going to see him again. And I said, really? No. We've seen a lot come and a lot go. You ain't going to hear from him. And we ain't heard from him ever since.
What they do to that boy in that room, man?
They gave him a dose.
And we ain't never heard from
the
him.
The real pill.
And they were right. So when a wise man tells you, I've seen them come and I've seen them go. And when they say, oh, he's great. No, greatness is always defined over a period of time. They gave him the crown too quick. And guys who have been able to do it over and over and over and over again knew it. Blew my mind. I paid attention even more.
Wow. I got to know who that is. We'll talk later.
We never ask to guess who it is.
Yeah, we don't ever
don't worry,
out.
Guys.
Yeah.
Now you got motherfuckers going to be in my DM. What the shit?
Who was it?
Man, whose tummy hurt? J-O.
He was going to tell me, but the drink the whole bottle.
J-O. 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 No, no, I don't. Stay out of my DM. Yeah. Leave me alone.
Listen, bro. Y'all are history, man.
And you've done it over and over again.
Over and you keep doing it.
Shit.
Shout out to your longevity. Shout out to just maintaining yourselves.
Yeah.
Maintaining your mental health. your physical health.
Yeah, absolutely.
Throughout this journey, man. And shit, thank you for this love, man.
Man,
thank you
for being on. And honestly, on some realty, like, man, what you guys have put together here, just the experience of what it means for guys like us to just come chop it up and share stories and just the camaraderie of what this is. Because at the end of the day, man, like, we needed this years ago where we could just come break bread and chop it up as human beings, man. And, you know, a lot of times the game has kept us so separated, you know, and
there's no governing body in music.
So there
isn't,
man. And we've been such fan of yours for a long time. I don't know how we've never even been able to link with you and just create and build together
with
you, bro.
Yeah, just give him an NPC.
We'll fix that.
Just give him an
NPC. Let me text these folks. We'll
that's all he cares about.
That's it. But
we will fix
all
that.
All roads lead back to the NPC.
And I'm going to tell you, you know, the reason why you guys mean a lot to us is because you guys are from the same cloth we're from. You know, the expectation of what excellence represents. That's all we've ever tried to do throughout our journey. And more importantly, because, you know, we're doing something that, based on our skin color, we shouldn't really be able to do as well as we do it. But what keeps us going is that the kids that look like us get to now think beyond what those limitations are.
100%.
You know, and, you know, to be embraced by you guys and your culture the way we have is a blessing.
Yes, sir.
And even though we've had to earn it and fight for it, but that's rightfully so. You know, you guys are a master at what this beautiful body of music that you guys have created throughout the years that we're such fans of and appreciate it and want to make sure we pay homage and most importantly, do it the right way. You know, so to be able to sit in a room with you guys and for you guys to have always embraced us and welcomed us, it means a lot, man.
Yeah.
You know, and we,
absolutely.
And because of that, we are sticklers for even our own culture that wants to embrace Black music and introduce it. Oh, we're hard on them.
Yeah.
Because you have to do it in such a way that's excellent,
mm-hmm.
that represents excellence, you know? So thank you guys, man, you know, for making us feel a part of the family.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Y'all are family.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
Like, man, I used to look at videos. We shared the same stage with the school tours.
Yeah.
The school is crazy.
Yeah. The early grind.
Back then?
Back then, yeah. And the thing is, it's like, that's what I say, like, the ones who know, like, know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't fake it and make it in this thing.
No.
You either have it or you don't. And he's still pretty. Look at him, man. He's still,
I'm not looking at him.
You still look the same way.
You do, bro.
Man, like, that's how you know the game didn't beat him up.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'll look at me like, damn, Bob, like, what do you eat? What are you putting in your face? Like,
I have a
bald beaver.
Well, we need a camera right here. Pause. We need camera. Pause.
Oh yeah, then pause.
Pause again. Super pause.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got Botox and plastic surgery. That's what I meant to say. It just came out a little.
Bob lays a bald beaver on his face every morning.
I just have too much fucking in me. Because I don't take myself that serious. I take the art and music serious.
Yeah.
And didn't let it beat me like it could have. Now, I got some battle wounds, but thank God I'm still here. Like, we're still here, still right? Like, you know, at the end of the day, I just want him to say, good, like, well done, good, faithful sir. Man, you did what you were supposed to do with what I gave you.
Listen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
This is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority!
Yeah.
On all things R&B.
Yeah.
Our brothers.
The Grammy winners.
The Manos.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. The Grammy winners. The first Latin Grammy winners in an urban space.
Wow.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Come on. I know.
Easy.
I heard about it.
Bobby. The audience.
That's right.
Daniel.
That's right.
Thank you, sirs.
Thank you.
R&B Money.
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/R&B Money.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.